Country Club FM. Time for today's Bob Almanac. Last one with both Neil and I in the studio because beginning tomorrow it'll be the Almanac Live out at the fair. And I'm going to put you in charge of the noise, the sounders, noisemakers, the call to action tones, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
I just can't risk taking them out to the fair. Risk damage, maybe getting lost. These are high in demand items too, you know, there might even be somebody who wants to steal them. Heaven forbid.
Yeah, we just can't have that.
Yeah, so we'll put you in charge of those. Today is the 21st day of August. It's Wednesday. It's the 233rd day of the year. 132 days left to go. 1831, a significant event, even though you were still a good 30 years away from the Civil War. Former slave Nat Turner led an insurrection against slavery in Virginia. That was this date, 1831. Green Bay joined the National Football League. Now, we found out yesterday, 1920, is when the NFL was founded as the American Pro Football Association, whatever it was, and they changed it to NFL. And Green Bay was not one of those original teams, but 2 years later, they would be. And then they're basically assumed and accepted as an original team.
Yes.
1920, 1922, you know.
You're right.
You're splitting hairs at that point. So 22, I think it was Curly Lambeau was the guy who started it.
Hence Lambeau Field.
Yes, last time I checked, the field is named after him.
Right on.
1923, Kalamazoo, Michigan. This is the reason why Footloose and Dirty Dancing and reason why they can't have any episodes of Dancing with the Stars filmed or recorded or broadcast from Kalamazoo, Michigan, because the state in 1923, an ordinance was passed forbidding dancers from gazing into the eyes of their partner. You have to look away, which could cause problems because then you, part of the thing of dancing is you got to communicate back and forth, and obviously you're not talking.
Yeah.
You're not saying, okay, let's do the two-step here, and then, you know, it's not like wrestling where they got each other in a headlock and they're kind of telling each other what the next move is. So if you can't communicate, that's kind of difficult if it's a difficult dance.
Right.
If it's the polka, I think you're okay.
You can wear sunglasses, then nobody can really tell you.
And I'll be in Kalamazoo again later on this winter. I visit there every year because I just love Kalamazoo.
Huh.
And I'll be there. I'll check and see if this statute is still and this ordinance is still in effect.
Still being enforced.
It could be. I'll find somebody to dance with.
Yeah.
And I'll gaze into their eyes, and we'll see if I get arrested. We'll put it to the test.
I got your bail money if you need it.
1950, United Nations moved into their swanky new headquarters in New York City, the UN, 1950. How about 59? It was a big year for new states.
Aloha means both farewell and greetings. And Hawaii bids farewell to 40 years of frustration and failure in attempts to win statehood and joyously greets its new status as a full-fledged member of the Union, its 50th state. It's a banner occasion for the islands, which will rank as the 47th state in area, midway between New Jersey and Connecticut.
That's good to know. That's a little trivia there for you. We would probably use that as our quiz question if you were doing an Almanac quiz.
That's right.
Earlier in the year, Alaska became a state, and then later on in 59, 50th state. And how funny is the Hawaiian language, where aloha means good and, you know, hello and goodbye? I mean, that'd be like a word in the English language meaning the same as black and white, or meaning the same as alive or dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, those are obviously. You say goodbye. You say aloha. I say aloha. I mean,
that's the same.
When you translate the Beatles song into Hawaiian, it just doesn't matter.
It doesn't
make sense. So that's in 1959. How about in 65?
The Crusher. Christ choking Mad Dog Vachon.
Oh,
blood is just spurting.
The blood is spurting, Neil.
Oh, hey, he's hurt. Hey.
Roger Kent getting involved in the match. It's the Crusher versus Mad Dog Vachon this date, 1965. That is an actual audio. That's a match from like the 70s. But
where's the Butcher?
It was so good. Oh, he's there.
Oh, he's there.
He's been knocked out, in fact.
Oh, no.
The Crusher, after he called him a turkey neck, would go on to beat Mad Dog Vachon in St. Paul. I'm assuming at the auditorium because the Civic Center hadn't been built yet. And the Crusher, the wrestler who made Milwaukee famous, became the AWA champ on this date, 1965.
Maybe use the bolo punch to finish
you, turkey necks. Thanksgiving, Thursday. So that was in 65. In 84, Clint Eastwood was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And when he's not busy and doesn't have anything to do, he'll go down there and he'll say, "Get off my star." Because it's a star. It's on the Walk of Fame, Neil.
Well, yeah.
84.
Punk.
So 1984. In 87, I think I mentioned this.
What they learn from each other feels too good to be wrong.
Don't look in her eyes.
Dirty Dancing, starring Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey, and Cynthia Rose.
What about that guy from, was it L.A. Law or Law and Order? Well, they didn't even, Jerry Orbach didn't even get a mention.
Really?
In that commercial. Yeah. That's sad.
That is sad.
Coming to a theater near you on this date, 1987, Dirty Dancing. 2012, this was in the news.
It happened in Vegas. Britain's Prince Harry photographed here in the nude after a reported game of strip pool in Las Vegas this past weekend. Well, the website TMZ posted the pictures online last night. The palace does confirm to CNN that photos are of the prince.
The prince. The royal Tenenbaums have been exposed. Prince Harry.
He's not a very good pool player.
And that's what that's right. Yeah, he should have worn more clothes.
Right.
I mean, if you learned anything from Friends when they played Strip Happy Days game, you got to put a lot of clothes on.
Yeah.
You need to put like eight pairs of socks on, extra layers. He didn't know that. And I think that's what attracted Meghan Markle to him.
That
whole thing could have been 2012. And then 2 years ago is when this was happening.
The good news is all Americans will experience at least a partial eclipse today. How rare is this event? Well, it's been nearly 40 years since America has seen a total eclipse. But you have to go back to 1918, nearly a century, to find the last time a total eclipse went all the way from coast to coast. Now, as we come on the air, as we said, the eclipse...
Yeah, it's the eclipse, 2017, and we missed it because I remember it was cloudy and it was raining. And you couldn't tell. It just looked like the clouds got darker.
Right.
You really couldn't tell. We missed out on it. But a lot of people traveled and booked hotel rooms and spent a lot of money to see the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Next one is 2024, by the way. And again, that one also will not really hit Minnesota. No totality for us. But we're nice. Yeah. We're the nicest state. Did you see that report?
Yes.
The nicest state.
How about that?
We got the nicest people here. It's birthday time now.
Sing your song, sweet music, man. Because I won't be there to hold.
One of his early hits, Neil, when he went to country.
Good choice. One of my favorites.
Sweet music, man. And he is a sweet music man. And the sweet music man is 81.
Wow.
Kenny Rogers, 81 today. I will not make a comment on the on his facial work he's had done.
Okay.
It looks okay. It wasn't the best, but he's done his best to keep looking young. And in 81, you got to try to do your best. And Kenny, is he still performing?
He retired.
He has retired.
Daddy will sing bass.
Mama sang tenor.
And her brother was going right and left in the sky.
You can hear him. He's the big bass singer from Statler Brothers.
In the sky, Lord,
and he's 80 today. Kenny Rogers, 81. Harold Reed, 80. Brother Don, of course, also part of the Statler Brothers. Philip Halsley, and what's the other one? Jimmy Fortune. Lou DeWitt was the one who passed away. Harold Reed, 80.
What the world needs now is love. Sweet love.
And that's what the world needs. The world needs more love. We don't need people throwing screws and nails out on roads. If that person would have listened to this song before they went, before you think of doing anything that's wrong or against the law, throw on some Jackie DeShannon.
There you go. That'll get your mind in the right place.
It'll disarm any situation. So Jackie DeShannon, 78, big hit also from the 60s here.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag.
The Buckinghams are a nice little group.
Loved them.
Carl Giamarisi, who's the lead singer, singing here on Kind of a Drag. 72, guitarist from the Mavericks, Nick Kane, is 65. Kim Cattrall.
What's your name, cadet?
Thompson, sir.
You live around here?
No, sir.
What's your telephone number, Thompson? Come on, eyes front, telephone number.
555-2467, sir.
That's her from Police Academy. You remember her in Porky's?
Yes.
And she was also in Star Trek VI. She was the conspirator. She was one of the conspirators. Sex and the City, of course, yeah. She was one of the Vulcan conspirators. Mm. Admiral, there be whales here. Kim Cattrall is 63. One of the sisters, Sledge.
Oh, what the wow. He's the greatest answer. Oh, what the wow.
How many sister sledges are there?
As many as they needed.
Okay.
I think four, but I could be off. Kim Sledge, one of Sister Sledge, 62. Happy birthday.
I'm the funky QB known as McMahon. When I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the field. I motivate the cats, I like to tease. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double shovel. I'm on
his board. Jim McMahon, the punky QB. Happy birthday to him. We are proud to say he was our quarterback for 1 year.
Yes.
1993, I think it was.
He performed admirably.
Jim McMahon is 60. Carrie Ann Moss, is she in the Matrix? Is she out of the Matrix?
Computer. You're looking for him. You know, because I was once looking for the same thing. Mm-hmm. And when he found me...
She was looking for the same thing, a decent two-ply toilet paper, right?
Right.
That's well. She's Trinity from The Matrix, Carrie Ann Moss. And you know what? They're coming out with another Matrix movie.
Four.
It's about time. Yeah, Matrix 4 and Keanu Reeves, Neo, Mr. Anderson. He's going to be in it. Carrie Ann Moss. Those are the only ones that have confirmed whether Agent Smith's going to be there. I mean, we need Morpheus, too. I mean, you can't have a Matrix movie without Morpheus.
Never seen him.
Carrie Ann Moss is 52. Amy Fisher, she's handy with a gun and a knife, and she likes older men in Zubas. Amy Fisher, 45. Paul Menard, not only is a NASCAR driver, I'm pretty sure he knows how to save big money.
Yes.
And mail in for his 11% off everything.
Everything you can fit in his race car.
Yep, everything fit in the race car, and then you have to mail in the rebate. That's Paul Menard, born in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, the NASCAR driver. He is the big 39 today. Usain Bolt, maybe the fastest man in the world at his fastest.
Yes.
Usain Bolt is 33. I'd like to see him race that squirrel from the Twins game.
Yeah, good luck
there,
Usain.
That would be a good race.
Yeah.
Oh, come on! What was that? Oh, what are you doing? That was a hold? Oh, come on! That was such a bad call!
She was the coach's little daughter in Remember the Titans. Hayden Panettiere, who also went on, and I never knew that she was, that was the same girl that was on Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Juliet Barnes.
She was in that other show, Heroes, on NBC.
Heroes, very popular as well. She's 30. Wow, 30 for her.
Yeah. Wow. All right, gone but not forgotten, the great Count Basie. Band leader Count Basie made a cameo in Blazing Saddles, of course. Count Basie, born on this day, 1904. Great hockey player, Hector Toe Blake. He won 8 Stanley Cup championships in his career. It was with Montreal, most of it, I think. 1912. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that for sure. I should know, but I don't. Sportscaster Jack Buck. I know Jack Buck.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. It's a home run, and the Cardinals have won the game by the score of 3-2.
One of his famous calls, the Kirby Puckett one, of course.
Yeah, sure.
One of the other very famous calls.
See you tomorrow night. Yeah, that was Ozzy, right? To Ozzy Smith, who hit
the
home
wizard,
run.
Yeah, against the Dodgers.
Down the, I think, into the right field corner there. Yep. Jack Buck, born on this day, 1924. Basketball Hall of Famer Wilt the Stilt, Wilt Chamberlain. He was born on this day, 1936. Pretty good player and popular with the ladies.
Famous for scoring both on and off the court.
1936 for Wilt the Stilt. Another fine sportscaster, Chris Schenkel.
Bringing you competition between the finest bowlers in the world. It's a professional bowler's tour.
Nobody.
Double exposure.
Oh, he went a little Brooklyn on that one, Neil,
my.
But he still got it.
He still got
still
it.
Got it.
He was great. That's ABC sportscaster Chris Schenkel. Born on this day, and we're out of order here, 1923. And Joe Strummer, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer with The Clash.
Have you ever made the Sharif mad?
Show me if you don't like it.
when you hung out with the Sharif, do not rock the Casbah. Right. Please. Please.
Seems like the least you could do. Come on.
That's what Casbahs are for.
Joe Strummer there, born on this day in 1952, and they're gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten.
All Request Lunch Hour live today at the Minneapolis Richfield American Legion, and then, of course, State Fair tomorrow. Come on out. Say hi. Visit us at Bobtown. Neil, would you like to start your upcoming Bobathon? The upcoming set of music that will kick off our No Repeat Workday here for Wednesday with Kenny Chesney, Live a Little, That's the Way, Jody Messina, or Fishing in the Dark, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
I'm going Joe D today.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.